Good morning, Kathleen. Hello to everybody on the Kenai Peninsula.
On Wednesday, the House agreed to the Senate's changes to a bill funding schools separately and earlier than the rest of the budget. What do you think about that final piece of legislation that was passed?
Well, I'm very happy. I hope people understand. I was a sponsor of that bill back in February. We had a lot of co-sponsors on it as well, sent it over to the Senate. We were trying to use the constitutional budget reserve that we have for that. That didn't fly, so we've now got it back using the general fund as a source of funding, and that's just fine. But we passed that, and it's off to the governor for signature, and so we have early funding of education done. And I say early, not as early as we had hoped, but plenty early for the districts and to prevent all the pink slips and teacher layoffs. So that's really good. It has the same funding as last year. We are still working on some other pieces of legislation trying to get an increase, but at least everyone knows that there is the flat funding from last year,
so
but
the increase is an additional $30 million, and a bill has to pass in the Senate for that to happen. Is that right?
Oh, that doesn't have anything to do with this year's money.
That's
we got the
year.
Early funding of this year, but there's also the Senate sent back to us that they were willing to forward fund for next year at the same level plus a $30 million one-time funding increase if we would agree on a some version of SB 26, which is, of course, the percent of market value draw, really just putting rules in place. And so right now there's two bills, one that the House put forward, which was the full fiscal plan, which would have got us out of this fiscal crisis. The Senate didn't accept that. They have a plan that is really working just on the permanent fund portion. This is a portion of that, but it we'll have to see how the conference committee goes. I'm on that conference committee for SB 26 and looking at a limitation on the draw. There's in the other bills, there was both of a split for usage, and that's really problematic for us. So I think that we're looking at the budget that went forward with a $500 increase to the PFDs.
Well,
and
what about the House
bu-
the
House
bill? The House bill to increase funding per student by $100, is that on next year as well, or is that for this year?
That would be for this year, and that's still in debate. The Senate held a hearing on that. And
do you see an agreement coming?
Oh, I see an agreement coming. We just have to work out all the details. It's a long process. I'm on both conference committees.
I'd really like to hear an update on the operating budget.
Sure. The operating budget, there's two different versions of that. There's our version that I think you know pretty much. We've gone over that. And the Senate version, you know, cut quite a bit of money out, but the PFD amount were identical, so that's fixed. The big thing is that they decrease the a number of issues in there. We'll have to negotiate all those. That's what the conference committee is about. We've had three meetings of the conference committee. Yesterday, we removed all the education funding that was in our bill because we just passed those education portions in House Bill 287, the early funding of education. So the other issues are on the table. We've done about four different departments, but we've got all the nitty-gritty and the hard ones left to go.
And the House Majority Caucus lost a member last week, Juno Rep. Sam Keto. I want to hear your take on the strength of the Majority Caucus now.
Sure, the Majority Caucus is still strong, and we didn't really lose the member. He just said he wasn't going to go to meetings. He's still in working with us. And so it's not like we've lost member. He's just not going to come to. There's some personnel questions.
Something has changed, though. But you feel like you can still count on that vote?
We think that we'll get there in the end for the budget vote, and we're working on with the minority as well as the Senate on getting the three-quarter vote so that we can get fully fund the budget part of that about $900 million from the Constitutional Budget Reserve and the 5.25% of market value draw from the earnings reserve of the permanent fund.
Well, thanks for that. Is there anything else on your plate that you want to share? Because it's about time for us to go to the weather.
Okay. Well, we can talk about some of the good things for Homer next time.
Thank you, Representative Seaton.
Thanks. Good talking to you. Have a great day.